there. You're listening to the Only Schoolers podcast. I'm Gina Prosh, and hanging out here with me as always is my co-host, Kristen Edwards.
Yep, right here. I love the way that always works out. Even when we've had a busy week, and right now it seems like every week is busy, I would never pass up the chance to hang out with you and our listeners.
It is a busy time of year, but we have the perfect way to help you slow down and reflect on how homeschool life is going.
Yes, our most recent book is a fabulous meditation journal. It's called The Best Year Yet, 52 Weeks of Meditations and Prompts to Help Your Homeschool Flourish. We designed it for this busy time of life because we know exactly how busy managing a homeschool can be on top of everything else that goes on. So this journal is just a really good way to touch base with yourself and your plans, see what's working out. Even though it seemed like some of those ideas might not be working at all, you'd be surprised what a little reflection and reframing can do.
You can find it at Amazon and other online retailers, wherever you like to order your books. It's available as a softcover volume or in ebook format for your favorite reading app. And there is still time to order it, wrap it up, and get it under the tree for Christmas for yourself or your favorite home educator.
And the best part is, you can start it whenever you want. We promise that whenever you start, after 52 weeks, you're going to have some pretty fabulous insights about everything that did work out during your best year yet.
There are a few other places you can find the Only Schoolers walking alongside as you're working through your homeschooling. If you like to bop along with music, we've got a curated playlist for each of the season 4 quotes episode. Look for us on Spotify. And that's also a good place to find the podcast. So you can listen to the podcast and then switch to the playlist.
You can also find us in your email if you're subscribed to our weekly Substack email. Every Wednesday, we're going to pop into your inbox to address a different what-if question about homeschooling. We're going to offer a few extra tips from our experience to help you answer that question for yourself. It's easy to subscribe. Just head to our website at onlyschoolers.com. You can click the Find Us Online drop-down box and get subscribed today. Once you're subscribed, you can also find all the past emails and get caught up on all the what-if questions.
The Only Schoolers website is kind of a one-stop shop. It's got links to all the places you can find us, Substack, Spotify, Etsy. Just head to onlyschoolers.com and start clicking around. And if email is your thing, drop us a note at onlyschoolers@gmail.com. On social media, look for the Only Schoolers handle on Facebook and Instagram.
And I think that just leaves us with one more bit of housekeeping news before we dive into our topic today. It's the end of the calendar year, and that means it's also the end of season 4 hashtag quotes. So that means the Only Schoolers will be taking just a bit of a holiday hiatus to hang out with our families. We're also going to be working on season 5 over the break, though, so we might have some fun hints to share about that before we return with all new episodes sometime mid to late January.
We'll still be around on social media and email, so feel free to reach out over the holidays or just say hi.
I love the way that it works out that the end of a season coincides with a holiday break. I mean, not that we planned it that way or anything.
No, not so. But sometimes things do work out for a reason, and sometimes we can't tell if things are working out or not. So we just have to hang on and see. Today, we're going to talk about those scenarios in our episode.
So I love this time of year, not only because the colder temperatures encourage me to huddle by the fire and I get to read, but it's also a really good time to reflect. So even though the calendar years are arbitrary, the seasons are not. And I think winter just invites us to do that slow down and connect with our families and connect with our thoughts in a way that the sort of bursting forth of nature and activities in spring and summer doesn't really allow us to do.
So that makes it a great time to review the year, consider the big questions, you know, what went well? What was a bust? What new goals do I want to set? You know, what things do I love that maybe I just don't have time for, despite the fact that I really love them? Where do I see our homeschool in 3 months or 6 months?
And the biggest question, or the biggest fear of all, that lurks behind all of those other questions is, what if this doesn't work out?
But you know us, we have to flip everything around. So we want you to ask a bigger question. What if it does? What if, despite the doubts, the inadequacies, the sometimes squabbling kids, the malfunctioning technology, the mountain of laundry, What if this homeschool lifestyle simply works out?
Because despite all of that and more, the reality is that it probably will. As homeschool parents, we kind of tend to focus on the negatives and we worry about the outcomes. But Gina, I mean, you're living proof that it will work out. And we all know many other homeschool families who have successfully turned their children loose in the world, and those kids are doing fine. So we've got a few quotes to mull over with that whole working out prospect in mind. We're going to start with the idea of taking on this audacious lifestyle with all its questions and all its fears, and we're going to turn to wise words from Winston Churchill and Leonardo da Vinci.
There's actually some disagreement as to whether Churchill actually said this, but even if he didn't say it, it absolutely sounds like something he would have said. So as far as today's show, we're giving the nod to Churchill. And the quote is, "Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts."
Which I think perfectly resonates with Da Vinci's words. It had long since come to my attention that people of accomplishment rarely sat back and let things happen to them. They went out and happened to things.
And as we go out and happen to things, sometimes everything will be peachy keen, and sometimes it won't. But it was Theodore Roosevelt who said, "It's hard to fail, but it is worse never to have tried to succeed." And Emily Dickinson, she chimes right in there with, "Fortune befriends the bold."
So be bold, homeschoolers. We're going to finish up with some beautiful quotes about enjoying the journey and trusting that however it works out, you've spent time developing relationships with your kids. So to that end, Vera Wang says, "Success isn't about the end result. It's about what you learn along the way." And that mover and shaker himself, Henry Ford, adds, "If everyone is moving forward together, then success takes care of itself."
As you just said, it's all about the relationship. And Andrew Carnegie sums that little bit up perfectly with, "There is little success where there is little laughter."
So to get started, let's acknowledge that this lifestyle is awesome. It's amazing. It is flexible, etc. But there are a lot of unknowns. Since we're all curating a unique education for our individual child, there's no comforting checklist to reassure us that if we do A, then B will happen. A being homeschool, B being producing successfully homeschooled and happy kids. But how do we know it's going to work out? So Gina, how do you think Churchill's words about success, failure, and courage continue to help us worry less about our outcome?
First off, I love Winston Churchill. He is my go-to guy for all these never say die quotations. And sometimes, you know, during the homeschool years when I felt like I was, you know, fighting on the beaches and in the fields and in the streets, you know, Churchill, he's there saying, "Never give in. Never, 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 never." And one of the ways I stayed strong was kind of cogitating on the quote we're talking about today. Success is not final, failure is not fatal, and it is the courage to continue that counts. So I find the Dunkirk story from World War II, it's just deeply fascinating to me. It's also deeply moving. So if you're not familiar with Dunkirk, it occurred between May 26th and June 4th in 1940, so almost 4 years to the date prior to the D-Day invasion. Churchill had just taken over as British Prime Minister from Neville Chamberlain earlier in May, and we have Allied troops in Europe that are retreating, 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 and they're trapped in Dunkirk. They're surrounded on three sides by Nazis and backed up against the English Channel. I mean, to say things were grim, that's an understatement. But over the 10 days of the Dunkirk retreat, more than 300,000 Allied troops crossed the channel from France to England, all without a functional dock on the shore. And it was thanks to this impromptu volunteer fleet of almost like 900 boats and ships, basically any seaworthy bathtub from England came over to France. From the long view of history, the rescue was seen as a great miracle of the early part of the war. From my perspective, Dunkirk, it's like this great analogy for homeschooling. And you can succeed. Everything can work out, even when you're under enemy fire. And here's why. The success of the Dunkirk retreat was not final. Neither is the success of mastering the conjugation of lie or lay. In both cases, new challenges are still ahead. failure of this initial attempt to oust Hitler, not fatal to the Allied cause or their determination to free Europe. The failure of a curriculum or an activity or a friendship, that's not fatal to your homeschool cause either, because in the end, it is the courage to continue that counts. Does it take courage to get out of bed some days and face the homeschool grind? Oh my stars, yes, it absolutely does. But we do not have to win every battle every single day. Sometimes just showing up and living to fight another day is enough. Sometimes things take time. Sometimes we've got to wait. Sometimes it just takes patience that we did not know we had.
So, you know, when you say time and patience, here's where I think Da Vinci fits into this whole conversation. So the first time I saw this Da Vinci quote was at Science City. It's up at Kansas City's Union Station. If you're in Missouri, great place to go. Lots of fun for the kids. So September was in fourth grade. We drove over for a long Valentine's Day weekend because, drum roll please, she was finally tall enough to ride the sky bike. So if you're not familiar with that, it's a bike suspended on a high wire, 30 feet above the ground, and you get to test the laws of physics and your center of gravity while pedaling it out and back on this high wire.
Eek. She is a fearless one.
Oh, I know. I mean, my heart was in my throat until she finally dismounted and she's all sparkly smiles and happy hands. But anyway, that was the main reason for going to Science City. We had to patiently wait until she was finally tall enough to do that. While we were also there, we wandered through a Da Vinci exhibit, and it was there at the time, and it had a bajillion Please Touch working models of his inventions, which just made it incredibly fascinating for children. So when we finally exited the exhibit, after we touched everything in there, this quote was stretched on a banner. It's about 15 feet long. You could not miss it. And I fell in love with it. First, because I felt it just completely described my girl, both at that particular age, and honestly, every other age too. She was happening to life. She was not sitting back and waiting for it to come to her. She's going out. She is fearlessly and metaphorically riding that bike across that high wire.
And second, do you think that attitude translated to your homeschool?
Oh, absolutely. I felt that that quote described exactly what we were attempting to do with our homeschool. By fourth grade, we pretty much found our footing. We were eclectic homeschoolers. This is where we have happily stayed ever since. We were doing what made sense for September because, honestly, what would be the point of homeschooling otherwise? We didn't let education happened to us, we looked at traditional education and said, nope, we chose homeschooling. We happened to education. And when you do that, you have to believe that it's going to work out. Despite not knowing what challenges the next month, even the next day might bring, you have to just say, I still believe in this lifestyle. Now, did I know for sure it would work out? I did not. And if I'm being honest, there were many times over the years I wondered if we'd made the right choice. But, you know, kind of like Churchill said and the Allied forces at Dunkirk did, we had the courage to continue despite those fears. And that's what really makes the difference.
And it worked out.
Yes. I mean, I assume it will. Knock on wood. We've still got two semesters to go. But yeah, we're downhill slide. The point is, we just kept going. I mean, maybe not necessarily knowing if it would work out all the way through high school, but knowing that it was a lifestyle that really suited us. And the trick there is to keep on keeping on. You've just got to find new methods when the old ones don't work. Keep happening to your evolving homeschool. Don't let things happen to you. You keep happening. And this brings us to our second set of quotes, the ones that really kind of inspire us to stay the course. Because as Teddy Roosevelt said, it is hard to fail, but it is worse never to have tried to succeed.
Oh, exactly. How many times in life have we wanted to try something, but fear of failure held us back, or fear of the unknown? There are regrets in life for sure. But I will never regret falling into the homeschool life and choosing to continue it, even when I didn't know the process or how to trust it.
I know, right? I mean, that day that I dropped off the withdrawal letter to the school and came home to September and Kevin, I had no idea what would happen, but I knew we had to try. I didn't know if it would work out, but not even trying was such a much worse alternative.
Oh, it usually is. How do you see Roosevelt's words applying to September's education over the years?
Really? I mean, there is something almost every day, because here's the thing. I don't want to fail my daughter. I mean, I know I will in some ways, because that's just life. We're imperfect humans. It's going to happen. But the point is, I keep trying to succeed. I don't let my failures convince me to give up or not even try. I would say probably the biggest failures as far as our home education have been with curriculum. And listeners, you know what I'm saying. There is so much out there, and it can be so overwhelming to sort through, and mistakes are bound to be made. And I have chosen the wrong curriculum at times. Maybe it's for the right reasons, but if it fails my daughter, it's a fail. And that's hard to watch, because it creates a struggle for her that absolutely wasn't necessary. But I didn't look at those failures and say, yep, I'm a horrible home educator. I better just quit trying, because I'll never get it right. I obviously can't be trusted with the education of my child.
Even though we've all had those thoughts run through our heads at one time or another.
And some days more than others. But yeah, instead of thinking, see, I knew this wouldn't work out, I said, okay, we tried that. Yikes, definitely not a good fit. And then you just work to identify the issue. I discovered something new about my daughter, about her learning style. You start Googling again. I try to succeed.
And as Emily Dickinson says, fortune befriends the bold.
Yes, in many ways, staying focused on making it work out actually makes it work out. Have you seen that phenomenon in your homeschool when Wyatt was still homeschooling?
I think when Dickinson is talking about fortune favoring the bold, it's because those bold ones are the ones who are out there doing something. They're trying. Sometimes that can also be trying. Different meaning of the word trying to us as parents. So here's a question for you. How often does making sure fortune befriends the bold mean putting a sock on your own fears?
Oh my gosh, so many times. I mean, that whole high wire bicycle thing, she's having a fabulous time up there, and I am down on the ground, heart in my throat.
Right. So as parents, we have a role in making sure that our kids have the opportunity to be bold, to flush that boldness to the surface, to learn how in that boldness, fortune will befriend them. So way, way, way back when Wyatt was very first ice skating, his coach said that he was a really coachable kid because he was fearless and willing to try anything. All along, we've tried to use that sense of fearlessness and to foster that in areas more than skating. We did everything we could do to encourage him in doing the other hard things that he was going to have to do in life. And we reminded him of all the times that you failed. That didn't matter. You can do hard things. You will get it eventually.
Whatever it happened to be at the time. But eventually you will get it, right?
Right. So let's give it up for those kids. We ask them to do scary things all the time. Think about it. When they're about a year old, do you know what we do? We ask them to get up on their feet and walk without holding on to anything. That one experience of letting go leads to all kinds of experiences of letting go. First off, they go to their own rooms or another part of the house by themselves to play or to read. And after that, they go outside to the yard to play on the swing set or to climb a tree without us watching over them. I mean, they go to the bathroom at a restaurant by themselves, all on their own. Then they come back to the table. Later on, still, they'll navigate a motor vehicle. As parents, we need to give them those opportunities to feel their oats, to try new things, to do scary things, whether it's the roller coaster at the amusement park, to learning a new sport, playing a musical instrument, doing something artistic, just whatever. Part of being bold is learning to see the possibilities that boldness will bring.
And that brings us to our last set of quotes, the ones that remind us, regardless of the outcome, to stay focused on the relationship, because of all the things that we want to see work out, it's definitely that.
Oh, for sure. So it's Vera Wang who says, success isn't about the end result. It's about what you learn along the way.
Okay, I'm going off topic here for a second, rabbit hole. But did you know that she trained professionally as a figure skater and skated pairs?
I remember the first time that I heard the name Vera Wang way back in like 1992, because she designed skating costumes for Nancy Kerrigan for the Albertville Olympics. And then she did her costume again in 1994 when it was in Lillehammer. And I know that she has designed costumes for, you know, like Michelle Kwan, Nathan Chen. There's a happy little factoid that must have been hanging around in my head, courtesy of, you know, Peggy Fleming or Dick Button's figure skating commentary.
I mean, I'd only heard of her like in the fashion designer sense. So I thought that was kind of a fun fact that that's kind of where she started. And when that didn't work out, that's when she moved to designing. But anyway, I like pairing it with Henry Ford's quote that if we move forward together, success will take care of itself.
So it's more about not asking, what if this doesn't work out? But keeping a tighter focus on how can I enjoy this journey no matter what?
Exactly. Because if we look big picture, I can definitely point to some hard homeschool years that did not scream success. So for me, I'm going to say the most challenging transition was from elementary to middle school. There is a lot going on growth-wise there. There's emotional growth, there's physical growth, there's intellectual growth. For us, there were changes in how the neurodiversity presented and affected my daughter. We went from early mornings of learning to sleeping in and starting later in the day. We went from books as instructors to more streaming videos. I mean, almost overnight, the homeschool systems that had worked up to that point had to be completely reconfigured, because it seemed like everything I thought I knew was turned upside down. And it was a learning curve for both of us.
So you really did see Vera Wang and Henry Ford's words playing out in real time during those years.
Oh, absolutely. Because I had to redefine what success would look like in our homeschool. After making the educational adjustments that we needed to move forward, I focused on our relationship. Because my thought was, if we end up hating each other after all this, well, that's definitely going to go in the didn't work out column. So we stayed on track academically, but I would say that those middle school years were really more about searching ourselves and our commitment to this lifestyle of home education than actually making, you know, huge giant leaps educationally forward. It was about learning the best ways for her to acquire knowledge, to manage her time, to choose to own her own education.
And was Henry Ford right? Did success take care of itself? Has it all worked out?
Oh, yeah, it really did. I mean, we basically have the same goals for her education. So it's just really working together toward those. I mean, obviously there's going to be hiccups. We all have them. But as long as she and I commit to communication and connection, the rest really will and has taken care of itself. It's working out just as I hoped it would. And honestly, it's kind of different than the way I imagined it would. But in some ways, it's a lot better than I ever could have imagined all those years ago. So if you're going to go listen to the Spotify playlist after you listen to this podcast, in line with the kind of quirky vibe of our homeschool, I'm adding the Laverne and Shirley theme song to the playlist for this episode, because I really feel that that's kind of where September and I have arrived on our homeschool journey. I can just imagine us, you know, arm in arm, striding down the street and singing, "There's nothing we won't try. Never heard the word impossible. This time there's no stopping us. We're going to do it." But okay, enough singing, and you're lucky I didn't actually sing that. What about you? How do any or all, or especially Andrew Carnegie's quote, fit in as you look back at Wyatt's homeschool experience?
So the Carnegie quote is, "There's little success where there is little laughter." And one takeaway from my homeschool experience, as homeschool parents, gosh, we get so serious about our children's education. And yes, it is an important thing. But I also know some homeschool moms who are positively militant about the homeschool thing. And I wonder, how often do they laugh with their kids? What is the point of spending time with your children day in and day out if there is no joy, no laughter, just work during that time? What if it all works out? For us in our homeschool, there was no working out if there wasn't also a deep and pervasive sense of joy and hope and fun and possibility and excitement woven through those homeschool days.
And I think that's what we also have as our vision for each podcast episode. We want to give you a sense of hope and possibility and excitement so you can see that even on the hard days, it's all going to work out. So that's us wrapping up season 4, #quotes, considering the audacious question, what if it all works out? So how about you, listeners? When you're discouraged, feeling like it's not working out, can you see yourself reframing that question? Can you ask yourself, but what if it does? What would that look like?
Does that create a new space for you to consider success and failure in your homeschool? Let us know. We want to know how you see homeschool working out for you and your kids.
So hop on to Facebook and Instagram. Let's continue this conversation. Our handle is onlyschoolers in both places. And like we've always said, if you'd rather write us an email, send us a line at onlyschoolers@gmail.com.
Don't forget to check out our new meditation journal, The Best Year Yet. It is an excellent way to see all of these places your homeschool actually is working out spectacularly. And if you enjoy the podcast, please consider supporting us financially. Visit us at onlyschoolers.com and drop a little something in our tip jar.
And remember that we will be on a holiday hiatus for the next few weeks, but be sure to stay connected to our social media during the break. We're going to be popping in. We're going to offer some holiday tips, maybe a few recipes, ideas for celebrations, and maybe just a sneak peek at our 2023 words for the year.
Thanks so much for joining us today as we consider the question of what if it all works out? It is a great way to end the podcast season and the calendar year on a positive note. We have really enjoyed this season of connecting our favorite quotes to homeschool issues. I think we've uncovered a few new insights for ourselves, and we hope you have too. Merry Christmas, and we'll see you next year.